Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast, up to episode number 105, produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com, located inside the Galveston Experience Company at 15th and Seawall. And what an experience we had this past week with Tropical Storm Beta. Well, the storm really never made landfall anywhere near Houston or Galveston. We definitely had some flooding issues with that saltwater surge and the high tides, so downtown was flooded. I saw a lot of damage out on the west. We saw a piece of the 61st Street Pier come off, and up in Houston, where the storm brought a lot more rainfall. Galveston only had 3.5 inches of rain, not even, over the 3 days of the storm, but Houston had considerably more. So if you're in Houston, it's time to get down and enjoy the beach, because this is for the weekend of the 25th of September, and we have got a spectacular weather weekend. Temperatures are cooler. There's a ton of seashells that have been kicked up on the beach, and it's going to be a great weekend on the island. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on, and then we'll get to the scuttlebutt with Susie Garza from the Pregnancy Help Center of Galveston. She's Mike Dudas's guest. The big news for Radio Galveston this past week, we got the radio station put on Alexa. So if you have Alexa, you know there's these things called skills. And to listen to Radio Galveston on Alexa, all you have to do is enable the skill by saying, "Alexa, enable Radio Galveston." And then once it's enabled, from that point on, you just have to say, "Alexa, play Radio Galveston." And you'll get our beachy music mix, all the events happening on the island, island weather from Hurricane Hal, and much more. So this weekend, the East End Theater Company is happy to announce that their 18th season opener is called Fully Committed. It begins performances on Friday, September 25th. They'll be in person with a limited audience as well as streamed online continually through October 11th. And you'll find more information about that on our island events page, RadioGalveston.com. A lot of live music. We won't go through all the live music, but there's plenty of it over the weekend. We also encourage you to check out on the calendar the SOS Save Our Seniors program, which is helping out seniors who've been especially isolated during all of our COVID times. And a lot of great events. So the Beach Bucket Brigades, Bishop's Palace Basement to Attic Tour, the Galveston Art League's membership show, Dine Out for Charity. Yeah, it goes on all the way through October 11th and much more. So again, for all the details on all the island events, it's the island events page at RadioGalveston.com. But now let's bring in Mike Dudas and get the scuttlebutt on the Pregnancy Help Center of Galveston.
I am Mike Dudas, and my guest on this edition of the podcast is Susie Garza, who will give us all the scuttlebutt on the Pregnancy Help Center of Galveston.
So our mission at the Pregnancy Help Center is to help meet the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of those facing pregnancy.
All right, and how long has the agency been in existence?
So we've been open for just about 2.5 years. We were started by a group of pastors in Galveston who kind of looked around and realized there was no pregnancy help center anywhere on the island, and that this was a really big need. So they kind of put their heads together and gained a bunch of community support, and we opened 2.5 years ago, and then we went medical about 1.5 years ago.
And how are clients referred to your agency?
So through a whole bunch of different ways. We're very interconnected in the community because a large part of our support comes from local churches. We're a nonprofit Christian faith-based organization, so we're supported entirely by local churches, private donors, local grants, things like that. So that's one way. Another way is that we partner with a lot of other community organizations, and so we refer some of our clients to them, and they refer some of their clients to us. So different organizations like RCC, Galveston Urban Ministries, Family Services Center, there's some referrals that go back and forth just since we kind of all meet different needs. So that's another way. We're also on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we have a great website, so a lot of people actually find us through the internet because when they're looking for somebody to help them in the early stages of pregnancy or when they need a place to go for a pregnancy test or an ultrasound, most of us turn to our phones these days, so that's how a lot of people find us as well.
What is the profile of your typical client?
You know, that's hard to say. We have so many different types of people who come in, a whole myriad of age ranges, socioeconomic status, all different ethnicities. So what I can tell you is it's really varied. All of our services are free of charge, so we definitely want to serve people who can't get help anywhere else, and especially because we also want to help people who are facing unplanned pregnancies. So it's really across the board. We're trying to really just serve anybody and everybody who needs us. And we recently started our bilingual services, which we're really excited about. We realized that there were a lot of Spanish-speaking people in our community who needed our services, and so we were able to start bilingual services. We now have a bilingual services coordinator and a translation service, so we're able to better serve those clients as well, which is really exciting.
Do your clients need a referral, or can they just show up and just say, here's my situation and I need help?
They can absolutely just show up. It's a come as you are. We're a very accepting, loving, non-judgmental place, and we absolutely want people to just show up as they are. Again, everything is free of charge. So a lot of what we do actually is kind of, we're the first stop for a lot of people. For a lot of people, they come to us before they've gone to the doctor, sometimes before they've told anybody else they're pregnant. And so that's why we're there. We're there to help give them that pregnancy test, give them that ultrasound, help them get prenatal care, give them prenatal vitamins, get them into some of our classes if that's something they're interested in. We also offer options counseling, so we're helping them kind of figure out a plan. A lot of people that come to us might have obstacles, whether it's family obstacles, or they're just really worried about the pregnancy, or they have financial obstacles. So we'll sit down with them and we'll talk through that, and we'll just kind of say, okay, what are you facing? What's making this difficult? How can we help you? And so, you know, you can come as a referral, you can come with an appointment, you can walk in. Obviously right now with COVID-19, we're trying to be really careful about the way we schedule people. So we do prefer scheduling appointments, but yeah, we don't turn people away. So we're happy to have anybody that needs our help.
So your services are not only medical, but they're social services also.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've just been so blessed with the community support we have had, and we've just seen an increasing need for so many different types of services. So we've been able to kind of expand those services over the last 2.5 years. So as I mentioned, we do pregnancy tests and ultrasounds. And part of the benefit of that is that for women who don't have health insurance, when we give them the pregnancy test, we also can give them a proof of pregnancy form. And this helps them to get on Medicaid so that they can get early prenatal care and kind of get all that medical care going for the health of themselves and the health of their baby. We offer prenatal vitamins. We offer the options counseling I mentioned, so kind of walking her through her different options and trying to help her figure out what's going to be best for her and her baby and her family. And then we also have educational classes. So we have a 16-week course, which is called HOPE. It's H-O-P-E, stands for Help Offered in a Pregnancy Experience. And this is our biggest class. It kind of gives you everything you need leading up to having a baby. Topics like infant CPR, breastfeeding, career skills, fetal development, postpartum care, childbirth, healthy relationships. I could go on and on. But it's just a wonderful class. The women come, they get to kind of form community with other people going through the same thing. They can bring a support person, whether it's the father of the child or their own parent, whoever's going to be helping them along their pregnancy. And as they attend the class, they earn material goods that they'll need during their pregnancy. Things like a fully stocked diaper bag, a fully stocked baby bath, a childbirth bag to take with them to the hospital. So kind of helping them with the knowledge that they're gaining and, you know, helping empower them to know that this is, you know, this is something that they can do and that they can do well. And then also equipping them with those material needs that can sometimes be cost prohibitive for some people. And then as they attend, they also have the opportunity to attend Bible study with every single class. And when we're meeting in person, we have local church groups that come and bring dinner and kind of just fellowship with the clients and make an invitation to their church, so that clients have multiple means of getting connected in the community and having ongoing support beyond just throughout their pregnancy. And then we also have a few other classes as well. We have car seat safety. It's a one-hour class, and clients get a brand new car seat at the end of it. We also have parenting, so that's for parents of children of any ages. And then we have a Read to Me class. That's a partnership with Smart Family Literacy that we do here in Galveston. And it's a wonderful class about the importance of reading to your kids. So we have just a lot of education that we're hoping to equip our community with as well.
I believe you touched on this a little while ago. And maybe you can further elaborate. So it sounds like that you handle and do counseling with couples as a unit, just to make sure that they're prepared for this new bundle of joy that's coming soon.
Yes, absolutely. So one thing we do is with every woman who comes in, just for her safety and confidentiality, we always meet with her one-on-one first, just to make sure that we can really take care of her and put her first. But we do offer, we offer counseling as well that includes the men. And that's something that's really important to us as well, is making sure that they know that they're important in this journey and you know, that babies need good fathers. And so during COVID, we've had to suspend some of our services, but we were also offering a fatherhood program on Saturday morning that was hosted at our center. But we definitely have been working to make sure that the men are included too. And another way that that can come into play is another service that I hadn't yet mentioned. We offer also post-abortion and post-miscarriage counseling, because this is an area, you know, not every pregnancy, unfortunately, is going to end in a joyful birth. But we want to make sure that we're still helping those people who may have gone through an abortion or a miscarriage, and that they have a place to tell their stories and to receive compassion and love and help through that journey. And so we've also seen some men come in for that service as well. So that that's really powerful, and we've seen just wonderful outcomes from that, and just a lot of healing in that area as well.
Where are your offices located?
So we're located at 1709 23rd Street, and there's a parking lot right in back, which is great because it allows for easy entrance, easy parking, and just confidentiality for our clients coming in and out as well.
And as you described, so it sounds like your offices do have clinical services. Is it all located inside that building, or is it somewhere else?
Everything is located inside our building. So from the moment you walk in, we have a very small staff. You'll be greeted face-to-face, one-on-one. Everything is confidential. And you'll have the opportunity to meet with our nurse and then to meet with a client advocate who's a trained volunteer or staff member who does the options counseling portion and who can also do the other services. You know, we have a maternity closet as well with maternity clothes and baby clothes, and we offer diapers, wipes, baby food formula, all kinds of different things. So all of those services are going to be met within the walls of our center. During COVID, again, we're having some of our classes online. So some of those services will be from the comfort of clients' homes as well.
For the medical services, are your doctors and support staff, are they employed by the Help Center, or is that contracted out?
That's a great question. So we have a nurse manager on staff, and she's employed by the Pregnancy Help Center. Our medical director is it's more of a like a volunteer position, but it allows us to have that outside medical oversight, just to make sure that, you know, we're kind of meeting all of the requirements that we should be medically. And then we also have an external doctor who reads our ultrasounds. So the nurse does everything in-house as far as the pregnancy test and the ultrasounds, and then she sends them off to our ultrasound doctor who reads the ultrasounds and reports back and, you know, lets her know what to tell the client.
How can those listening who just want to volunteer and help out your agency, what type of things can they do to come and volunteer and help out your great work?
So we're always accepting volunteers just as much as we're accepting clients. We absolutely run on volunteers and love our volunteers. We are definitely always looking for people who want to be trained as client advocates, to be in the room with clients, helping them out and talking through their situation with them. And we also have other positions helping with events or helping sort through our donations and do different organizational tasks throughout the center. So I would definitely encourage anybody who's interested at all just to reach out and to call our phone number. It's 409-443-5059. And someone at the office will be more than happy to, you know, get you started on the process. We have volunteer trainings that happen periodically throughout the year, and a great way to keep up with that is to follow us on Facebook, because we frequently are posting on Facebook and Instagram when our volunteer trainings are going to be, and that's a wonderful way to just kind of get your foot in the door and see what it's all about and see if it's something that you'd be interested in.
Describe your funding, the different slices of the pie. How do you receive your funding?
So we've been very blessed with the support we've had in the community of Galveston. We do a couple of fundraisers throughout the year. We have a major banquet normally in February, and that's our biggest fundraiser. We also do something called Baby Bottle Boomerang. Normally this takes place between Mother's Day and Father's Day. This year, because of COVID, we've had to adjust it, so we're actually doing that fundraiser right now, and we're mailing out paper baby bottles to some of our donors, and that is basically a way to just collect spare change, cash, checks, whatever people want to stuff in the baby bottles, and then they bring it back to our center. Now, if there's anybody listening who would love to donate and isn't getting a baby bottle in the mail, we're going to have some at our center as well. So you can just stop by and get a baby bottle that way. And the return date for the baby bottles is going to be November 1st through 10th. So there's quite a bit of time until that fundraiser is wrapped up. We also do get funding, as I said, from some of our local churches that we partner with. And then we have just private donors who support us, especially through monthly donations. And we also have some grants from local foundations that we've been blessed with as well.
And for our listeners that are listening that would like further information about the Pregnancy Help Center of Galveston, can you once again give the phone number, website, et cetera?
Absolutely. So our phone number is 409-443-5059. And then our website is pregnancyhelpcenterofgalveston.org. And you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and we're always posting updates. It's a wonderful way to keep up with us. But absolutely, anybody interested in volunteering, finding out more, donating, a great way to contact us is just through that phone number, because somebody's always answering that phone during business hours.
My guest on this edition of the podcast has been Susie Garza from the Pregnancy Help Center of Galveston. If you would like to be a guest on a future podcast and give us all the scuttlebutt on your business or organization, drop us a line right here at RadioGalveston.com.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Susie. Mike always has got some great guests, and next time around, we're going to meet Donnie Van Akron, the president and CEO of the Galveston County Food Bank. As Mike said, if you've got somebody you think would be a good guest for the scuttlebutt, just get a hold of us at RadioGalveston.com. And if you enjoy our weekly updates, be sure to subscribe and you'll get notified when they drop. We're on all the major podcast platforms. And at the Galveston Experience Company this past week, we just started something called Island Casts. Had some really interesting topics with Hal Needham, also with David Willingham, and we did a segment about the Dine Out for Charity. You can check that out on the Galveston Experience page on Facebook. So hope you get a chance to get down here this weekend. It's going to be spectacular. And if you do get down here, stop by and check us out. We're at 15th and Seawall. Hopefully we'll see you in the store up and down the Seawall. Or if nothing else, we'll be looking for you right here next time on the Galveston Experience podcast.